Well, Mike, at this time, by the time our conversation here is on the air, we expect you to have a long tether and umbilical connected. What are you doing at that point?
Well, as soon as I've gotten all the equipment ready to go, my next job is to use the gun, the handheld maneuvering unit, to move from the spacecraft over to the Gemini 8 Agena. When I get there, I have a couple of jobs. First one is to remove from my leg a micrometeorite experiment and to put it in its proper place on the side of the Agena. And then I retrieve from the Agena another micrometeorite package, which of course has been on the Agena and hopefully been bombarded by particles for the past several months. I then bring that back to the cockpit and hand it in to John.
John, do you expect any difficulty in maintaining the attitude of the spacecraft while Mike is that far out and with that maneuvering unit?
No, of course we've practiced this many times in the simulators, and I don't look for any difficulties in maintaining. It's a very interesting task from a pilot standpoint. It's a more difficult task because you're operating in a pressurized suit and trying to keep a spacecraft stabilized with respect to two other objects, but I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, what else will you be doing during this second or umbilical long tether EVA than examining and working with the Gemini 8 Agena?
Well, in addition, we'd like to evaluate the handheld maneuvering unit to see just how efficient it is as a method of getting from point A to point B, and also as a method of stabilizing an astronaut while he's EVA. So we're going to take a good look at the gun and do some simple tests to measure its effectiveness. Then, in addition, we'd like to look at the dynamics of the 50-foot umbilical to see how practical it is for a man on the end of a long line to return to his mothership simply by yanking on the end of the umbilical and then going hand over hand back to the mm-hmm. to the spacecraft itself.
Well, now, didn't Cernan do some of this also? He did use the hand rails, didn't he?
Yes, he used the handrails on the side of the spacecraft, and he did go out away from the spacecraft to the full length of his 25-foot umbilical and then return to the spacecraft. This really would be an extension of the work that Gene did.
Only you will be on a tether and umbilical twice as long.
That's right, twice as long.
Well, good luck to you throughout this second EVA and throughout the rest of the flight, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike Collins and John Young.